Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. No apologies from members of a House committee where a hearing devolved into back-and-forth insults Thursday evening. House Speaker Mike Johnson says not a good look for the chamber.
Decorum in the House is an important tradition to maintain, so we'll be talking about that with our members. I think Hakeem Jeffries needs to do the same on the Democrat side.
The proceedings were supposed to consider contempt charges against Attorney General Merrick Garland. The New York Times reports that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito had an upside-down American flag flying in his yard days after the January 6th riot at the Capitol. The inverted flag is viewed as a Stop the Steal symbol used by some Trump supporters. Alito said his wife did it to get back at a neighbor who had put an anti-Trump sign on their lawn. At least four people killed near Houston, Texas, after severe storms. And the White House moving to ease federal rules on marijuana, changing it from a Schedule 1 drug to a Schedule 3 on par with Tylenol or codeine. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers are renewing their call for a task force on missing and murdered black women and girls in Wisconsin. The call comes at the same time that more dismembered remains believed to be Sharday Robinson's were found in Illinois. Representative Sheila Stubbs has tried and failed to move the bill forward for 3 years. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee Thursday, reminding black voters in particular what the Biden administration is doing to boost jobs in the economy.
We are dropping trillions of dollars on the streets of America right now to build back up our roads and our bridges, our sidewalks, to invest in a clean energy economy.
Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll the economy is their top issue, but only 14% of black voters in the state think the economy is doing well. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A central portion of East Washington Avenue is down to one lane this weekend. The main thoroughfare will have lane closures between Roland and Wright Streets. They'll be repaving part of the road, but they'll be using high-strength, fast-set concrete. The Streets Division expects it to be open again just in time for the morning rush on Monday. Hundreds of hopefuls are in southern Wisconsin this weekend competing for the title of Euchre Champion. This is the second year of the World Euchre Federation's championship hosted by the New Glarus Community Cares Foundation. 450 competitors will participate from all over North America. Mary Siegenthaler is on the foundation's board of directors.
It's pretty amazing. So Florida, New York, Nevada, Washington, Arizona, Arkansas, and even a couple people from Canada, Montreal and Toronto.
The Euchre Championship runs Friday through Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
A new beginning for the Phoenix. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Green Bay Phoenix made an unusual hire this week when they named Doug Gottlieb their new head basketball coach. Gottlieb says he'll continue his daily national radio sports talk show while coaching the team. UWGB athletic director Josh Moon.
Again, he's won in everything he's done. You know, building a media career and then balancing that with how much exposure this university's got in the last day. It says a lot. So he's going to have to figure that balance out. So, and then what is he going to stop doing? That's his challenge, but you know, we believe he can figure it out.
Baseball, the Brewers face the Astros in Houston tonight. Pat Murphy asked how Joey Ortiz, nicknamed Tito, is doing at third base.
Yeah, I feel like Tito's taking that step, you know, to being an everyday player. You know, I really do. You know, when he swings at a breaking ball in the dirt, I want to tase him. You know, I don't know if that's legal, but
that's the Brewers' Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are heading into a fantastic weekend. Today it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 79 this afternoon. Tonight clear, 55. Tomorrow sunshine, 84. Then on Sunday, more sunshine with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. I didn't want to bug you.
Brian, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Beginning Monday and every day next week, we'll look at Project 2025.
That's Trump's plan if he becomes president.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
What now?
Chairman, I make a motion to strike those words.
I don't think that's
blonde.
A part of it.
I'm trying to find clarification on what quality.
Chairman, motion to strike those words.
I have no idea what you just said.
Oh, Jasmine Crockett, directly into my veins. Okay. I'm just saying, AOC and Jasmine Crockett. After Frangela, I pick them in a bar fight is all I'm saying. Okay.
Where's the little...
the tiny little birthday lady again. There she is. Happy birthday,
Happy birthday, Francis.
Happy birthday, China.
Thank you. You're day drinking, aren't you? Look at you. You're so happy.
So happy. I'm so happy.
Francis likes getting older. It's really weird.
I do. I love it. It's an honor.
You have the same birthday as my nephew.
Well, and you lost your black card a long time ago. I feel like you've kind of were born like a little white lady. I don't know. How did she lose her black card the last time, Angela? I forget which band.
Oh, gosh, was that Magic?
Hall & Oates?
Or was that?
Hall & Oates?
Hall & Oates, maybe. No.
Chicago?
That's just good music.
It is just good music.
Yeah.
You know what it is? You are still floating on the afterglow of sexy liberal Madison. Leland says, Steph, my date and I were at Saturday's show in Madison. My laugh muscles still hurt the next day. I've determined you're a celebrity generator. When Lucretia the Sweaty Church Whore entered, she was greeted by a whole lot of fans getting photos. She was also met by Karen from Chicago. So there were all kind of photo ops with the celebs. We sat directly behind Karen from Chicago. She had several people approach her for photos. Love the show. Everybody else, get your tickets. Albuquerque, Francis Cal, your birthday weekend is going to be right?
We can't guarantee
fire with Valerie Plame.
We can't guarantee a sweaty church whore at every show.
That's no, true. But yeah, there'll be some kind of whore. We right, can almost
well,
guarantee.
Come right, on. There's a little sweaty church whore inside all of us.
Wait, one more. I saved one more love letter. Bill in Tampa says Mama and Frangela always right. I think that goes without
yeah,
saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear sexiest liberal mama, you and Frangela, I've always said these are the dumbest criminals ever. You said we would eventually find they kept a written record of all their crimes with the title illegal. We did. Well, what did we find out last week? Mama and Frangela right again. Trump org CFO Alan Weisselberg kept handwritten notes. Oh, on Trump stationery, which is
yeah,
handy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Outlining the structure of the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. He literally wrote it down. Yeah. And Trump, by the way, admitted on the Cordo steps yesterday for the first time to having an NDA with Stormy Daniels. I don't know what to say anymore. About the...
You know what? Here's the thing. When you have 10 people dressed just like you who showed up to be your surrogates,
yes,
let them speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that deep? He can't even let his hype people speak. That's how much of a narcissist he is. Right. He can't give up the mic for his hype people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So did you see the girl fight in Congress yesterday?
Okay. First of all, I know you're not trying to come for Jasmine and AOC. I know you're not. I mean, everybody wants to be a rap superstar. You know what I'm saying? Live large, nice cars, all that. But you can't. Not everybody can be. And Marjorie.
No, Marjorie.
Everybody can be.
But you know what? But this is the thing that made me so angry. Marjorie Taylor sets her off.
Yeah.
And then
she always starts it.
Like, yeah, she's the problem.
She right, always starts it because she's a troll. That's all she's there
yes,
for. She starts
you know
it
what,
by trying to bring in Judge Mershon's daughter. Jasmine Crockett very reasonably and calmly says, how is this relevant to Merrick right, Garland, which is what the hearing was about?
Right.
Right? And then she goes right in, have you had a problem with your eyelashes? I'm like, right? And so then, of course, AOC yeah, comes in and says, take that down, attacking someone's physical appearance. But it's just... Oh, my God. She and Boebert, I just are a constant rolling embarrassment to this body, aren't they?
Yeah. You know what? And I would even say that all Jasmine Crockett did in that situation was correctly describe Marjorie Taylor Greene for anybody who was wasn't completely sight-abled in the room.
Right.
It was a service. I mean... I can't with these people. They're beyond. It's like you can see it even on the Republicans' faces with her, with Marjorie.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, just can we just.
Oh, God.
But it's like all I got to say is I couldn't have done their job. I could not have been in Congress with these people, especially
yeah,
post January 6th.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not have hit any of them. They are saints.
And
all of them.
Christopher Boozy also made a good point. He said Representative Crockett's experience today mirrors the struggle of black women in the workplace. Marjorie Taylor Greene's insult, followed by Anna Luna's out-of-control accusation, mm-hmm, highlights a toxic double standard. This pattern of insulting and undermining black women must end.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And then she has to then deal with the angry black woman trope.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right? We have to then deal with, oh, you can't handle your feelings trope. Well, I'm a human being, and I'm not here to be lashed or with your tongue. You're not here to whip me. I mean, if you think about it and you've heard the discussions post bear or man, the second conversation is who you don't want to come into, and you don't want to meet a white woman in the woods.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. I can't, though. Marjorie, can I remind everybody? She's a part of January 6th. You want to talk about not controlling your emotions?
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Jasmine didn't bring out no flag.
And then, can we hear the girl, baby girl one? Because I just, ETA. I mean, I just love, yeah, really? Yeah. A girl from the Bronx, she will cut a bitch. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't come for AOC either. Cause,
but yeah. I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words. That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Her words down.
Aww.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play,
baby girl.
We are going to move, and we're going to take your words down.
I second that motion.
Oh, girl.
Baby girl.
Baby girl. Baby girl.
That's that. What that messaging is, not only am I going to whoop you, but I'm going to whoop you like you were my child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you are acting like one.
Yeah.
That was somebody who's about to get black mama'd.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's like, oh, don't get me started. Oh, baby girl. You don't want this. Mm-hmm. You don't want this fire, because I'm going to stand on this business.
Have you ever noticed how Jasmine Crockett starts putting stuff away when she's finishing up and she's mad? She's like, she starts putting her pen caps on and folding up things. Because that to me, Jasmine's like, at the end of this, I may be funny. So let me put all my stuff away, because I went to Montessori and I know how to F.
Totally.
Jasmine Crockett and AOC remind me of how you and I, Frangela, have had each other's back in every bar fight in almost every city in this country. The sexy liberal has gone to.
That's true.
So, girl power, right? The sisterhood. I like it.
Look, we're here to back you up without knowing what's going on.
Totally.
Although, as you said, the Girl Scout that I threw into the jukebox was for a good reason.
Nobody needs to hear more than 3 Santana songs.
That's
ever.
Right. That's
nobody needs that.
That's right. Girl,
I don't know how much more clear I
told
I
her. I said, girl, baby girl, don't. Not one more.
What are you doing? Why is your finger near that button? What are you doing? We've been over this.
You know, a couple people try to snatch my weave in a couple cities, and they, friends,
yeah.
Always got my back.
No.
Okay.
No. That's an extinction level event. You don't do that.
Saved another tweet for you. Who's the douchebag from? This is why we have to go do Kansas City sexy liberal, because of the homophobic, transphobic, misogynistic kicker guy.
Butkus or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Someone said, funny the people who told Colin Kaepernick to shut the hell up and play football are the same people who say Butker has every right to espouse his views. If only the reason was black and white.
Let me tell you something. Every woman at that school needs to demand a refund.
Yeah.
Every one of them needs to demand to get their tuition back, because it was a waste of time. They're just going to the kitchen. Why they need all that learning?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, get your money back.
All you need is your MRS degree. That's all you need.
Yeah. Get your money back.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, if that is what they're selling at the end of the process.
Thank you.
Then why not go through your process?
Thank you.
If he is going to espouse what my next 40 years of life is going to look like, if he's here to welcome me into
I'm going to say a really outdated number. So, Francis, you have a child. How much is college now?
$1 billion.
I know. $44,000.
Right. A year. Yeah.
A year.
That was what the whole four was when I was there. Holy crap.
Yeah, mine was a little bit more, but not much.
Holy, but seriously, women have just paid that kind of money for a college education, getting a kitchen?
And it was useless.
Really?
Well, that just shows that particular college is a grift. They'll take your money, but then they'll tell you to stay home and pop out babies.
Wait now, you're telling me it's $44,000 a year?
Yes.
No, that's they're more expensive schools.
That's a state school.
Yeah, that's not USC.
How does anyone afford this?
Nobody can.
There you go.
Why do you think they're in so much debt?
Now you know what Gen Z is so upset about.
Mind blown.
Yes.
No, the state school is $40,000 a year.
No wonder it takes you until you're dead to pay off your college.
That's right. A private college?
Oh, forget about it.
You know.
No, SC's got to be close to $70,000 a year.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom wouldn't let me even apply. She's like, don't even look at those private school applications, because we can't afford the paper.
She didn't even public school apply to private schools.
Yeah. No, my dad's dad was a janitor. We didn't, he didn't come from money, but he was, the vice presidential candidate. I got into Stanford, and he said, we can't afford it.
Right.
And that's, where I came from.
I got in USC. Yeah. My parents told me I couldn't afford it, so I went to Arizona State, which is a public school.
Right, right. But
now you really couldn't, because that is more than many people are paid for their homes.
Exactly. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And my point is, I came from privilege. Wherever my dad came from,
I'll find out what the tuition is for USC.
Okay.
Oh, God.
That's going to be painful.
$2,000.
Okay. I need to take a nap. I don't know why. How did I not keep up with this, Chris? I did not keep up with... Wow.
Well, that's because you didn't procreate.
Oh, my God. Francis, I feel your pain, because you have a super smart daughter, and you got to get her edumacated. Wow.
The 22-23 year for USC was
$64,000. Okay, people, go to sexyliberal.com. We have to get Francis $11 billion to afford college, and she's only one of the performers. Oh, my God.
You know how much John's... fuel sinks kids gonna cost?
Oh.
People.
Actually, no.
Okay, oh, sexyliberal.com is now a college fund. Go do it.
USC last year was $85,064 a year. So it's $340,256 to go there if you started last year.
Right.
If it
now
stays at that level.
You sent your kid there. You wrote that check somehow.
I feel my
and
father.
And then the kid fails.
And that doesn't include housing or anything like
oh,
that.
Gosh, no.
No housing,
feel,
no
my,
books.
No. My father's spinning in his grave. Do you know, all I remember is how stressed out my father was all through my four years of college about being able to afford it. I mean, I could tell. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to. Oh.
When I went, my mother said to me, she was like, you will graduate in 4 years without any spring or summer classes. You will do so.
Because that's all I'm paying for.
This year, it's $95,000, including fees, housing, food, books and supplies, personal miscellaneous, and transportation. If you live off campus or on campus, that's how much. And that's just with that stuff.
That's a year.
That's 1 year.
Okay, and what did we say? Only 1% of us make $350,000 a year or more. More than three, mm-hmm. right? It's not even $400,000 that the, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. obviously the tax
and who,
stuff doesn't.
Who can take a year's salary to put it towards their head?
Like, right.
Well, hopefully you can get some, you know, scholarships or something like that.
Yeah, the average American salaries, what did they say it was? I Googled it like when we were having this tax discussion.
The median salary is like $34,000 a year. It's nothing.
Right.
Okay.
So this is what I want you to understand is this pull to pull away public education mm-hmm. and to stop people from going to college, getting educated.
That's
because
right.
what type of voters vote for Donald Trump? Uneducated, non-college educated voters.
Yeah.
So the point is to keep you uneducated, to make it unpopular, to make it say, make people say, well, I'm under all this debt, right?
Right.
My whole point of me getting my kids to college is we're going to do this debt free.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's the greatest gift my mother gave me.
Same here.
Yeah. I can't believe literally the joke I almost made was, I just paid $40,000 for college and you're telling me to get in the kitchen. That was my college.
Right. No, if you went to USC, it would be $400,000 by the end of 4 years.
No!
I don't know how much it would be at a really tiny private school like this college that he spoke at.
By the way, I just blew up my big lie because I obviously went to school 100 years ago.
No. They just had that one really expensive year like 15 years ago.
Right. That was it. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick, superpowering us through 15 cities for sexy liberal.
Yeah.
Going to Albuquerque with mommy tomorrow. Yeah. 10 supplements in one. I'm telling you, that story is real. I've heard stories like it. Lady yelled out ashwagandha in Walgreens and somebody yelled Stephanie. I'm just saying, the power of the Steph heads. The power of ashwagandha.
I don't believe it. The Stephanie.
Ashwagandha forever.
Ashwagandha.
Okay. She liked that, friends. Angela liked that. Okay. There's probiotics, prebiotics, stuff for digestion, stuff for your superfoods for your muscles and joints, anti-aging supplements, extra boost of energy. Get it. Do it with Mama. Fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. Mm. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
This is a disgusting display.
Oh, you can say that again.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A farmer from just outside of Madison found something unusual while picking rocks from his field in preparation for spring planting. A meteorite. Yes, Jim Koch found a 110-pound meteorite. UW scientists confirm it is indeed a meteorite made of iron and nickel, and it may have been created in the solar system more than 4 billion years ago. This is the only meteorite ever discovered in Dane County, though 13 others have been found in other parts of the state. This particular one is now on display at the UW Geology Museum on West Dayton Street in Madison. Until next time. I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
In Tucson. Frangela, it's for you. Hi, Kev. You're on with Frangela.
Kevin?
Yes.
Kevin?
Kevin!
What happened to Kevin? Somebody took Kevin, y'all. Oh, my goodness.
He wants to talk to you. Go ahead.
I know I was going to say, start a phone chain for Kevin.
Anita in Chicago, you're on with Frangela. Hello.
Oh, sorry. Garbage truck. Hi, I just wanted to let you know, I know you guys are familiar with Chicago, and I was taking, I live in a northern suburb, and I was taking my usual walk through the forest reserve near Little Matt Skokie area, and sure enough, I'm there, and there was a Humvee packed with, you know, guys dressed in camo. They all jump out with their big flags, and they come marching, met up with like 60 other people, and come marching through this quiet little forest reserve. I'm like an inward inside path, and I'm amidst all these guys and girls, I have to say girls too, all dressed in various flag wear. You know, you know how many different kinds of flag wear they wear. And little flags coming out of their backpacks, out of their hats, and this enormous flag that I was too intimidated to take a picture of it because I was the only one there. Although I am a 69-year-old grandma, I don't think I look too intimidating, but I just don't really trust them. But anyway, that's where we are right now.
Yeah,
going for a peaceful walk through the forest reserve.
Yeah.
And a bunch of, they were heading towards Skokie.
Yep.
Towards
of course
city.
They were.
I don't know.
Sorry. Yeah, we have to be intimidated by our own flag because, right, 29 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Frangela.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federally funded food pantries in Wisconsin have to stop asking for identification in October. State health officials say the aim is to improve access for people who need it most. But some pantry officials wonder how they'll track demographic information or prevent food shortages. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton this weekend for the state party convention. Democrats are raising a lot more money these days, but state GOP chair Brian Schimming isn't fazed.
Their cost per vote's pretty high. They dropped over $100 million on Ron Johnson and lost. And so I always tell people what's...
Money doesn't tell the whole story?
Money does not tell the whole story at all.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison Water Utility is working to filter PFAS from drinking water at a well that's been shut down for years. Well 15 is on the east side and has high levels of the forever chemicals. The EPA's new standards allow for 4 parts per trillion, but the utility has measured up to 56 parts per trillion. Well 15 has been shut down for 5 years now, but after this renovation, it'll be in compliance. The project is expected to take about a year. This weekend is the AutoMotion Car Show in Wisconsin Dells. Thousands of people will pull up to Mount Olympus Saturday and Sunday to show off their classics and customs. Local officials tell drivers to be patient. There will be extra traffic. And the new prime minister of Singapore is a badger. Lawrence Wong now leads the city-state. In 1994, Wong graduated with a degree in economics focusing on math. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Abundant sunshine today and summer-like temperatures for the entire weekend. In fact, today we'll climb to the upper 70s and flirt with 80 degrees, and then we soar into the mid-80s for tomorrow. The chances of showers and thunderstorms fire up in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
When you finally find your person, you call the one. The search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Crude and Dom.
Crude and Rich are doing it live this Friday, a special Barron Trump graduation edition. Call in with your grievances, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I'd like to know if any of the Democrats on this committee are employing Judge Mershon's daughter.
Please tell me what that has to do with Merrick Garland.
Is she a porn star?
Oh, Goldman. That's right. He's advising. Okay.
He's advising who? What? Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about AG.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you're the one talking about.
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hey, hold on. Listen.
Order,
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even
your committee.
Order.
All right, we need to fly that guy in from England.
Order.
Okay. Damn.
Even Matt Gaetz had to step in and be like, okay, that's low, Marjorie.
Yeah, also, Marjorie, don't start the looks insults, because that's a game you are not going to win.
Yeah, exactly.
Do not write checks, show behind, can't cash.
That's right.
We did that bit for years. Don't open your mouth if you can't close somebody else's.
That's what I'm saying.
You could hear it, right? The eyelashes thing, the whole like, oh.
This is what kills me.
No.
Even the men in the room knew that it had stepped off. They're like, No. See, I was a girl bouncer, and girl fights are always worse than men fights, because men do a lot of posturing, and women go for damage.
It's true. Okay, we were talking to Glenn Kirshner that I really feel like justice is coming. I feel like that's why Trump is trying to get thrown in jail. You know, he's obviously trying to throw a bomb, before this trial is over, which is going to be very shortly. And again, you don't have to be a lawyer to go, this looks like, a slam dunk. But I don't know. We shall see. But we were just saying, in terms of bad for justice, the Alito flying a, whatever that was, like stop the steal kind of flag and then blaming his wife. It's just some days. And then this one I talked to Glenn about. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a full pardon to a former U.S. Army sergeant convicted of murder for fatally shooting an armed demonstrator in 2020, a Black Lives Matter protester. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some days where you just take a body blow about justice, where you just think like, oh.
You know, it's, I'm going to say, that for Black people, it's the, it's the same stuff, different day. This is how the system functions for us on the regular.
Yeah.
This isn't extraordinary. What is extraordinary is that people used to try to frame their racism in something else. They tried to talk about economic insecurity or people not being heard or all sorts of issues. And now they're just straight up saying, you can kill Black people. They aren't valuable. They shouldn't have the right to vote. You can absolutely hurt brown and Black people and women. We have no respect for these people. They're not even human in our eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and we're watching, and you're talking about body blows to the legal system. We're watching a man have improved immunity. We're watching our Supreme Court. You know, when Clarence Thomas can blame, oh, that's just my wife acting over here. Judge Alito can now go, oh, that was my wife that hung that flag through the door I walk through every day.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it's. Okay.
Do you know how many people are in jail because they were in the car?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of whether or not they knew what was going on, criminal. Like, do you know how many people are in jail because something went down in the house?
Yeah.
Like, they were in. Like, it is the idea that these people are all immune. That's all I'm seeing.
Yeah.
All over the place is immunity for a ruling class.
Yeah.
And you know what? Somebody said this the other day, and it is so true. Fines are for rich people.
Yeah.
They're not for poor people. Poor people can't pay the fine, right? So we go to jail. But Trump can sit there and he can be fined all day long.
Yeah, it's a loophole for rich people to never go to jail.
That's
That's how that works.
Yeah. And also, it's interesting. We're going to Albuquerque tomorrow. I don't know if you saw this story that they're taking all homeless people's stuff in Albuquerque. I mean, not just like birth certificates, ashes of their loved ones, taking their. And I just keep saying the cruelty seems to be the point, as we keep saying. Mm-hmm. It seems to be a feature and not a bug for these right wingers. You can tell there's people cheering that, going, here's the thing about unhoused people. They're people that have had lives.
Mm-hmm. that are alive, that are having a life, and you're just stealing their stuff. And let me walk onto any of those people's lawns and have them come running out talking about their property. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the reality is that these are all really bad people who had to hide it and resentful of having to hide a lot of their worst tendencies.
Yeah. I'm going to go give some stuff to some homeless people tomorrow. That's what I'm doing in Albuquerque.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Connie in New Mexico. Connie will be there tomorrow night in Albuquerque. Hi, Connie.
Hi. I'm calling from Santa Fe, which is 50 miles up the road.
That's right.
Big city.
Yay.
Berkey is what they call it.
The Berkey. Okay.
Yeah, the last part of it. If you can spell Albuquerque, you can study that on the airplane.
Okay. I will.
That's a strange one. Anyway, I hope you have fun. You'll probably fly in and see a big mountain range called the Sandia Range.
Yes, right.
Sandia, Spanish for watermelon. And if you get a chance, if you have extra time, there's a great tram ride that goes from the ground way up to the top of the Sandia Peaks.
Yep.
And there's a restaurant up there facing west to the sunset.
Wow.
And, kind of a scary tram ride, but
I have a little fear of heights. I think I'll skip that, but but anyway.
Well, and did you know that Albuquerque is elevation 5,000 feet?
Yes. It is. It's very high. Yes. It's very high in elevation.
So you'll feel the lack of oxygen coming from sea level.
Yep. Yes. Well, we all counted on getting high anyway. It's Francis's birthday.
Just don't drink too much because you will get a hangover.
Drink lots
worse.
Of water. Yes. Have fun.
All right. Love you. Thank you, Connie.
Water.
See you there.
Drink lots of water because you will get drunk faster.
In addition to the other things?
What? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Hydrate, Francis and Angela.
It's dry there, too.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Good to know.
Good to know. Good to know.
I love people
that
always give us tips.
People come to the show.
Go ahead.
You got to bring us water and Chardonnay.
There you go. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Both. Like Jesus would.
Thank you.
I love people always give us tips for stuff we never have time to do, but thank you. all right. So I don't know if you've been paying attention to the trial this week. Trump's criminal hush money trial, his attorney made a plea to the judge and received a swift and stern no. I love the fact that every time Blanche, it really is time for me to say, Blanche, it's time for you to go.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. This is what I was born to do ever since I played the nurse in the Edinburgh Theater Festival in a Streetcar Named Desire.
Right.
Yeah. Todd Blanch asked to approach Judge Mershon within the first 15 minutes of his second day of cross-examining, and Blanch said no.
Computer says no.
May I approach? And he said no.
No.
But
get it back there! Push it back! Push it back!
I mean, all accounts, fragile. He's just doing extraordinarily badly. I mean, I know he has a ridiculous client and no defense, but he's apparently really been struggling to even, like, frame questions.
Angela, you're muted.
Oh, you're muted. Yes, go ahead.
The dogs were barking. You know, they were alerting.
Okay.
Maybe he's a saboteur.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, some of them are so bad. They're like, do they work for our side?
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm saying. They kept saying he kept proving the prosecution's case all day. And I was like, maybe that's the plan.
Maybe. Because supposedly, we've been talking about this. Supposedly, he's supposed to be this big Democratic lawyer, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, why did he take this case?
Right.
But maybe, maybe he's the worm inside the brain.
Okay. Yeah, I love, like, even Michael Cohen, who is a lawyer, had to school him. He was trying to, like, do a gotcha about recording Trump. Mm-hmm. And Cohen was like, well, there is a crime fraud exception. Boom! Trump was asking him to commit a crime,
right.
Which is why you record him, because he's a liar and he's a criminal.
Mm-hmm. And he's a dingbat.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And an attention strumpet.
Yeah, this is
in Moran.
In Salon, they write, Todd Blanch was attempting a variation of the Trump derangement syndrome defense. They wrote in Salon, they're writing, the Trump derangement syndrome is a moniker. It would be better applied to the lawmakers outside the courthouse angrily rambling in his defense. The contrast has been brought into full focus during Trump trials. The two witnesses accused of being deranged by Trump, Cohen and Stormy Daniels. She writes, there are two people whose mistake was trusting Trump. He sent one to prison and subjected the other to traumatizing sex she didn't want. It would be weirder if they didn't hate him. I mean, and it proves nothing legally that, they hate him. So what? Yeah. Did the crime happen? Yeah. Yes.
I mean, you either hate Trump or you're deranged.
Right.
I don't,
you're deranged.
None of this is a surprise.
Yeah. I mean, Carlos always says this, right? You're deranged if you don't have Trump derangement syndrome at this point, you know? More people needed Hitler derangement syndrome. What's the other one? More people in Amityville needed shark derangement syndrome.
Amity. Amityville is very different.
That's the other one.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Okay.
That's across the tracks. No good people go there.
Exactly.
My mama used to read me that book for bedtime.
That's not an okay thing to do.
Wow.
Francis!
That's not good.
That's not good. You were like five.
All right. Is this, you know?
Yeah.
If you know
that's why you're afraid of water.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
You know, if you know one thing, Chris, is that is that I sell hopium. I run through fields of hopium.
You do. To a fault.
I still believe there is a Hail Mary chance. So Jack Smith has one Hail Mary chance, they're saying, at bypassing Judge Aileen Cannon to get his classified documents case against Trump before the election. One expert said it's a rare move based on centuries-old law. This is the Rock Me Mandamus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Matt Damon law.
The Matt Damon law.
Yeah.
The Matt Damon law.
He could choose to file a writ of mandamus, an ancient rule that could allow him to skip Cannon and go straight to the Court of Appeals, asking it to force the judge to reverse her actions. And I think Glenn Kirshner, among others, has said it's time.
It is time.
To do it.
It's time.
Yeah.
Blanche.
Yeah. I didn't know you could do that in the justice system. I don't know, because we have is it Fourth Amendment or Fourth Amendment right to a speedy trial?
That's Sixth Amendment.
I didn't think you could indefinitely postpone any bit of justice, especially in a criminal case. Like, I'm like,
I
really?
I know. I didn't either. That's what, half the time, Angela, I'm like, is that legal? How can she do that? Especially a case of this
magnitude.
You think, like, the American people have a class action suit about national security.
Yes.
That we don't have a right? Really? You can just steal and disseminate classified nuclear secrets of America and just like, oh, well, I got the right judge.
Well, according to Mitt Romney, it doesn't matter. He would pardon him anyway.
Biden won't.
Nope.
I know that.
Yeah.
like, I just can't believe he's free, which would not be for any of us. Homegirl who's had one sheet of documents.
I'm telling
never
you.
Never saw daylight until she had done her sentence.
Yeah.
This man has how many thousands of pages? And we are sitting here going, no, we'll just wait.
Yeah.
Like, why rush it?
Yes, that's what I, okay. Okay, by the way, we keep pitching our show, Snatched. This was written for
Snatched.
Us. Because this is Judge Eleanor Callier, and then this Angela's Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Okay.
She's the one that does the actual snatching.
Right.
Yeah. Arizona prosecutors tried for weeks and so far failed to serve Rudy Giuliani with news notice of his indictment related to that scheme to steal the 2020 election. The summons is formal notice that Giuliani has been criminally charged and must appear before a judge on May 21st. It's time for Angela to go.
Snatched. You been snatched. You know Rudy is out there hiding behind lamps and stuff. He's like, I'm not home.
I'm like, have you checked the bar? Just saying. He's the one eating the corn nuts that no one's touched in 20 years. I'm just saying.
The pickled eggs.
The pickled eggs.
Where did you get shoe polish? Where did he get shoe polish from?
Totally.
For his hair.
For his edges.
47 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments of Fridays with Frangela on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I am shocked and appalled.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you You don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Well, I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I take my buttery soft cozy earth bedding with me to elevate my summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com right now. Use my exclusive code Miller to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. I just tuck my Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up. Temperature regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Don't forget, use my code Miller at CozyEarth.com for an exclusive 35% off. The code is Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage. CozyEarth.com.
It's springtime in Wisconsin and our greenhouses are bursting with color. We invite you out to Kopke's Greenhouse on Sandhill Road near Oregon. With over 3.5 acres of production space, we are the area's largest direct grower to consumer retailer. For hours and directions, check us out at kopkesgreenhouse.com. That's K-O-P-K-E-S greenhouse.com. We are also back on the square at the Dane County Farmers Market.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller. The radio.
Callie's birthday. It's Sexy Liberal Albuquerque weekend. Get it. Go get to it. Sexyliberal.com. Get the new, look at the new merch. Look
that
at the new
really cool merch.
Oh my God. The fantastic Save the World t-shirts. Frangela was modeling them in Madison Sexy Liberal.
Oh.
And they look sexy.
Oh, and tomorrow night you're going to be able to see my sexy rumpin' one tomorrow night. Because it's going
to be out. Okay. Vice President Kamala Harris confirmed that she would be participating in a July debate. And her camp made it clear the ball is now in Donald Trump's court. Mm-hmm. Senator Tim Scott has alluded that he will be the vice presidential pick and that he will be in the debate. Asked if he'd be Trump's running mate, he said, we'll see, we'll see.
Anybody.
Those biscuits
How many biscuits How many biscuits do you put on Tim Scott as the vice presidential nominee?
I think it's going to be Vance.
You do?
I do.
Ugh.
You think it's going to be who?
J.D. Vance.
Yeah. I give Tim Scott a negative six biscuits.
In fact, I think that he may lose marmalade privileges for even suggesting it. That's a good white person job. That's a good white man job you trying to take, Vice President. I know he's lost his cotton picking mind. I know he has.
They'll do that racist ad again with the black hand taking the white job.
White person
needed that job, and you took it. Okay, Trump mocked Biden for not wanting Robert Kennedy Jr. to participate in the upcoming presidential debates, and then in the very same social media post, Trump argued against RFK participating in the debates because, what? He's an idiot? I think they should invite the brain worm. It'd probably make more sense than Trump.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny, just a little worm?
Okay. The brain worm is actually qualified.
Right.
But the brain worm is dead.
We don't know
Let's
question what is dead.
Let me tell you, the new GOP does not stand by your strict definition.
Okay.
First of all,
you're not going to put me in that box, that coffin, until I say so.
And first of all, he doesn't have the polling to be in, Bobby Kennedy, and he doesn't. You have to secure ballot access in enough states to earn 270 electoral votes. He's only on the ballot in 5 states. I mean, dear God, can't his family do an intervention and get him out of this thing? This is just
Bobby. I'm gonna tell you something. He better not go near Chappaquiddick.
Bobby Kennedy wrote, "They're trying to exclude me from their debate because they're afraid I would win."
Oh God, no.
All right, brain worm.
We fear the worm.
I just want him to be at the debate so Joe Biden can say, "You brought me an abnormal brain." Okay.
Angela, how much would you pay me if I walked up to him and said, "Shia Loop, come"?
All right,
drink the waters of life.
And all our talk about how awful Alito is, let's not forget how awful Clarence Thomas is.
All right.
He still has not revealed whether he repaid a 6-figure loan from a wealthy friend to purchase an RV decades ago. A wealthy healthcare executive, he loaned him $267,000, as you do.
As one does.
I don't know how many times Frangela has said, might I have $260,000? I'm like, of course, here. What else would you like? Senator Wyden and White House sent a letter to his attorney seeking clarity on whether the loan was repaid or forgiven. It raises serious concerns regarding violations of federal tax laws. Mm-hmm. These justices, including Alito, they just don't think, like Trump, that no laws, that they don't apply to them.
Right.
No rules, no laws, nothing.
They're right so far.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
why follow the law when you're immune to it?
Right.
And it's also a suggestion for them, and for the rest of us, it's the law.
And did you see him? Oh, God, he's just, can I just say, he has acquired the whiny white man bitchitude, or orange man in Trump's case. Mm-hmm. He recently bemoaned the nastiness and lies that have plagued him and his wife, Ginny, over the past several years.
Would you?
Girl, oh, baby girl. he said, being in Washington, you have to get used to particularly people who are reckless. They don't bomb you necessarily, but they bomb your reputation and your good name or your honor. And that's not a crime, but they can do just as much harm that way. God, they're all such snowflakes, right? You know, you point out his corruption.
God. Do none of them even have journals? Like, just write it in a journal. Why you gotta always talk?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, Chris.
Speaking of Supreme Court justices,
yes.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito revealed to Fox News anchor Shannon Bream this morning that a neighbor of his thinks his wife is a C-word, which is why she flew the U.S. flag upside down.
C-word has been bandied
for those excuses.
That's right up there with Christy Noem's doll.
Yeah, right.
You mean Cujo?
Does it feel like this is the week that the world has come off its hinges finally?
This is the thing. We come from theater, so we're used to having things backstage,
right?
But the idea is when you go on stage, you do the magic, but off stage, we stop pretending. That's the problem they're having trouble with.
Yes, right. Yeah. Take a peek. Take a peek backstage at Sexy Liberal. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It gets real up in there.
There's a lot of nakedity back there.
Tell you what. Yeah. Okay.
We're just fighting on who gets to brush the men's hair.
SexyLiberal.com. Albuquerque. Take a left turn, take a right turn. We don't care. Just be there tomorrow night. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, you've heard about them, and they're coming to a neighborhood close to you. Zombie cicadas are on the way. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.